Most days in Fitzroy Crossing, you'll see a young man wearing high-vis and driving a ride-on mower through the long grass, or busy raking front yards tidy, or he might be on the whippersnipper, keeping the lawn edges crisp. It's Tristan McCarthy, who grew up in Fitzroy Crossing, and he is busy running his own small business, a garden maintenance business that he started, and there is no end of work. Here's an extract of a video about a typical day for Tristan and what he enjoys.
If you like your grass to be cut, I'm the guy to call. You have to take good care of the equipment, and just looking after my gear. I check the blades on the mowers, and the filter, and the fuel, and the oil. When I garden, it's really good for me. It's really clear in my mind, and my stress goes right down. It's getting me healthy. It's really good for my muscles. And if you don't like the sun too much, that's your bad luck. No one can ever survive in this heat, but I can. I like to be my own boss because it's really good and they listen to me. About 4 people work for me. I like running my own garden business and I just can't get enough of it. I do take good care of this place, and people respect me a lot. So when they come to me, I want it to be perfect. I want it to be really good. I work really hard for that. Well, the Fitzroy Crossing gardening is looking pretty good because it's me.
That's Tristan McCarthy, busy with his small business doing yard maintenance in Fitzroy Crossing, which employs 4 people in his small business. And that video is one in a series of 20 featuring the employment stories of people in regional and remote WA. Called The Lives We Lead Work Life, it was developed by Western Australia's Individualised Services. And it shows people working in primary industries, hospitality, childcare, mining, music production, and much more. And a new short film is released online every fortnight. It started in April and it goes through to the beginning of December and the International Day of People with Disability. Because each of the incredible West Australians featured in this online video series also has a disability. Geraldine Mellett is the coordinator of The Lives We Lead Work Life. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Vanessa. Thank you so much for talking about this.
What sparked this video series, Geraldine?
Well, WACE, WA Individualised Services, were just a fantastic disability organisation, do a lot of advocacy work. And they're just constantly hearing stories from people with disability about being underrated and not overlooked. And that was in a lot of aspects of life, especially in employment. And they decided to go for a grant to show some videos about the contributions that people with disability make. So they wanted to flip the conversation from disability to just amazing skills, talents, being a great member of the community. They've done 40 videos in all. I've been responsible for the last 20, which are solely about people's work and in regional areas.
And such a diverse range of jobs and work sites and business opportunities. It shows how talented people are.
Absolutely. And I think what we wanted people to do was go, wow, didn't realise. And, half, you know, some of the time you don't realise the person has a disability. And that's, I guess, part of the point. But yes, I had a bit of a matrix. I was trying to go for as many different locations, jobs, personalities, ages, disabilities, and we've ended up all over the state. So it's been a really amazing thing to see people and what they can do and do beautifully, whether they're employed or in their own business.
And there are more videos, I understand, from participants in Northern WA planned for later this year. Who else might we expect to see featured in The Lives We Lead?
I have to say, up in the Kimberley, you guys, fantastic for finding brilliant stories about, you know, individuals like Tristan and others. Sandy Dan was one, Galari Media broadcaster, Ethan Hode in Fitzroy Crossing, Wonky broadcaster. We've got a young man out in Halls Creek who is doing a couple of different jobs. He hasn't been released yet, so I'm just kind of keeping mum on that. A photographer in Kununurra. And also a shout out to Isaac, who works for Broome Aboriginal Short Stay Accommodation, who we also filmed and whose video has been released. So, you know, they went the gamut and over. I was just really stunned that the Kimberley was a relatively easy place to find great stories, because that wasn't always the case.
I imagine. And what do you think employers or potential bosses even might discover if they were to look at some of the films and read some of the stories collected here?
We hope that they would see a range of talents and kind of go beyond assumptions. One of the big messages to me when I was starting this job was that we wanted to go for people where the assumption wouldn't always be about capacity. So, for example, if you've had an accident, you get a disability, a lot of the time, and this is not to say people's journey is easy, it's not, but some of the time in rehab, the thought is, let's get you back to what you were doing. What are you able to do now? But say with people with a moderate intellectual disability, there's not often an assumption of, oh, wow, you'd be able to do this. And I guess the message we want to get across is, think about having someone with a disability in your business because of the benefits it brings. And that's, there's lots of studies and evidence. But think outside the box, find out what people are capable of, because it's so much more than some people might assume.
So it sounds like it's still a big issue trying to overcome stigma, misunderstandings, misconceptions about people's abilities.
Absolutely. And that was the sort of story we were getting all the time. We have a reference group of people with disabilities who oversee these videos. So every one of them is, they're like quality control. And I guess what they're looking for is the kind of portrayal that we're doing. And what they don't want is what they call inspiration porn, where, you know, you're making people cry. People don't want to be the subject of someone else's inspiration. And those people were telling us more stories. So you're just constantly hearing these stories about it is so hard to get a job if you have a disability. One of the things that I find interesting in travelling around regional WA was sometimes it was double-edged sword. Sometimes it seemed like, yes, there was probably fewer jobs, and yet in other communities there was more of a community rally around. So if they knew the person, there was more assumption of capacity, more willingness to give someone a go. And I found that really interesting, but it went both ways.
I'm speaking to Geraldine Mellett, and she's the coordinator of the Lives We Lead Work Life. And 20 videos will be released featuring the employment stories of people in regional and remote Western Australia. And this video series covers the entire state. And you can simply put the Lives We Lead Work Life into your internet search engine or social media, and it will bring up some of the stories already featured and published and those that are yet to come. Geraldine, what have you loved about working on this particular video series and these stories?
Oh, so many things. I feel so lucky that I had the chance to get out to regional WA, especially when the rest of the world's been locked down. And I have loved seeing my own state. I've loved meeting people who have just wowed me, like Tristan in Fitzroy Crossing, like Ethan in Fitzroy Crossing as well, Sandy Dan, who has also been a member of my reference group. I was down in Esperance and we were filming a young man who has quite severe autism and doesn't use words, so he has a communication device. And he has a thriving business as a courier. They've done it themselves. They're busy Monday to Friday. And I've loved being taken aback and going, wow. I've loved hearing success stories. Another young man whose story is coming up is in Albany, and he's always been into IT, but totally underrated, was working in an supported employment place where he was told to take computers apart. This is despite the fact he's built his own computer since he was 7. He was falling asleep on the job. He was talking to some other people. They said, why don't you go for what you want? He went to an organisation he knew. He sort of spruced himself and he got a job as an IT assistant and hasn't looked back. And I love hearing about the successes.
Brilliant. I think we can all learn something from the skills that other people have, and just seeing this great little collection of stories, you realise that we're a diverse state. There's jobs in all sorts of sectors and places you might not have looked or thought about, and people running their own businesses and doing what they want to do. And I think we need to get on board and support that.
Thank you. Yeah, that interesting about running their own business. I think sometimes that also comes in relation to not being able to find a job, or not being able to find a job that sort of suits. There's a young woman down in Margaret River called Soraya, and for various reasons it was difficult for her to find employment. She loves craft and she loves flowers. She makes the most beautiful recycled paper, and then she makes it into vases, grows the flowers, and then sells the vases to cafes and supplies them with new flowers every couple of weeks. And it is
a brilliant idea.
I know, right? And everybody who said, gone, wow. And that's the sort of thing we were after. You know, it was a joy to see that kind of success. But I must say, it also speaks to the hard work of the person themselves, and often their families and their supporters. And, you know, I don't want to take away from that, because it's hard yakka as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Geraldine, it's been great to get an insight into the lives we lead, work life, and see some wonderful stories coming out of regional Western Australia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And could I just ask that if people do enjoy them, that they would share them, because the whole reason for this project is to try and add to the change the conversation, really. And we'd just love people to get on board and share them on their social media.
Geraldine Mellett, the coordinator of the Lives We Lead Work Life. If you put that phrase into your social media or your internet search engine, it will bring up a host of different stories or different formats, and you can read, share, observe and learn from those videos and stories that have been put together from across regional and remote Western Australia. A new video is released every fortnight online, and it goes through to December.